Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow. It is not so frightful. It's kind of delightful, in fact, to walk through it if you don't have to be somewhere, if you're not stuck and slipping and sliding. Good morning, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Good morning, WNYC.org listeners and satellite radio listeners. Good morning, Facebook fans and Twitter followers, and those of you who fervently believe that it's a free country. org. And I'm making sure in all those categories to say hello to all of you today, no matter how you listen, because today's show will be a little different, because today only you will be the guests, and we need you all. I didn't say we'll have no guests, just call-ins. They do that on some radio shows. They say, no guests today, just open phones, just you callers. Keyword, just. No special people. Merely the general public. Merely you. But that is way more dismissive of you than you deserve. So I'm saying it this way. Today, only you will be the guests. We will ask you to bring your expertise like we would ask any other guests. We may do a call-in later only for historians or only for astrophysicists or only for nannies or only for construction workers. I'm not sure yet. It depends on how the conversations go. And we'll ask you to vote on some of the possibilities. But only you will be the guests. It'll be all you and me. And by the way, this is not a function of the snowstorm and that the professional guests couldn't get here today. We were planning this for today all along as part of our year and week. Later this hour, we will go really deep and ask for your biggest insight or revelation of the year, personal, intellectual, or spiritual. That's coming up. Also later, we'll take calls only from high school seniors or parents of high school seniors on the college essays that you're agonizing over this week with the January 1st deadline looming. We sympathize. We will ask you the theme of the college essay you're working on right now. And then tomorrow, we'll take calls from college freshmen on how the whole application process looks to you today with 1 year of hindsight. Do you believe in how you and your new college friends were actually chosen? We'll take calls only from immigrants for part of the show today to hear what is the top news story of the year for you from this country and the top story from your country of origin. That'll be in about an hour. And we will play the first ever edition of Brian Lehrer Show Chat Roulette. Yes, we will put you on two at a time and see what happens. And we will ask that you come prepared with a question to ask a fellow listener. Any question, that's all we ask. And we'll see who you get paired with and what you ask each other. So that's coming up this morning. You get the idea. Only you are the guests on the Brian Lehrer Show today. And let's begin with the snow. And we'll ask you, as the guests, to be the snow reporters. Call in and report on what's happening on your block or in your neighborhood or in your town. 212-433-WNYC. The lines are open right now for you, the snow reporters, 212-433-9692. For example, do you think you are in the area with the most snowfall? I heard we got 29 inches in parts of Bergen County. Is that right? Is that what you've got on your block? Hello, Bergen County. If that's what your waterproof yardstick tells you, call in and report on it. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Might you have the most snow in Glen Rock? Do you live on a city block or a rural road that is yet to be plowed? And are you just stuck in? Call in and report on it. 212-433-WNYC. Anyone want to take a crack at naming this storm? I think last winter there was one that got nicknamed the Snowpocalypse, right? So that's already taken. But our producer, Jody Avergan, suggested that maybe we name this one Snotorious B.I.G. You like that? Snotorious B.I.G., which we could say is a.k.a. Biggie Squalls. And if you can top that, and I think it'll be hard, Snotorious B.I.G. is pretty good. But if you've got a name for this storm, call in and nominate it right now. We have that going on our Facebook page as well. Let's see. Sarah suggested Big Blizzness, and Somebody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, and Blizzilla. Mark called it the situation. Eddie wrote, Snotorious B.I.G. is perfection and suggested two-packed. In keeping with the rapper theme, Ryan suggested Snope Diggity Dig. Erica was a bit more literal, the Boxing Day Blizzard, and Nancy called it the Naughtiest Blizzard. So those are coming in on our Facebook page. How about you with names for the storm at 212-433-9692? What household pastimes are you engaging in, filling the hours today? Are you filing, long waiting to be filed files? Are you holding a Scrabble marathon? Are you playing with your new Christmas toys? Our producer, Sandra Booker, says the hot sleeper gift of the year may turn out to be a Michael Jackson dance game for the Wii. We didn't see big ads or media buzz for it the last few weeks, but she says half the people she knows are calling up and saying how much fun they're having with their new Michael Jackson Wii game. So did you get that? Call and report on that or whatever your housebound pastime is today. 212-433-WNYC. By the way, you can also post these to our webpage. We'll have a lot of fun on the website today, so you might want to go there and check out what people are writing. As only you are the guests all morning at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show. And in general, you are the snow reporters right now. All our lines are full. We can report that, so hold off on your calls. Go post your snow reports on our website, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show. And maybe as some of our other snow reporters finish up, we'll get you on. As we're screening your calls and processing you and getting some of you ready, my own story, I left for work around 6 a.m. today. The long side street in Upper Manhattan that I walked down to get to the subway was completely unplowed. It was like bushwhacking through the Adirondacks, clomp, 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 just to get to the train. My walk, which usually takes about 8 minutes, took more like 20 minutes. One freaky thing was that the cars parked on the east side of the street were almost totally untouched by the snow. The cars on the west side had drifts up to the windows, and that contrast was pretty eerie to see. My newspapers did not get delivered this morning by the time I had left. Very unusual. They are so good generally. But amazingly, the corner store by the subway stop was open and did have the New York Times at about 6:20 in the morning. I saw the Times delivery truck proudly slogging down the block after dropping them off. In fact, no other papers. So Post, Daily News, Wall Street Journal, for shame, but the Times was there at 20 after 6, and the corner store was open. The guy told me he lives right in the building, so he was able to come right down and just open up at 6 a.m. as usual. One thing from my experience, be careful about this if you're out on the subways. The most treacherous part of my commute in was simply walking up the subway steps back to the street. At least when I was there, it had not been shoveled, but enough people had walked up the steps to turn them into kind of a slippery hill of snow and ice. So I found myself less walking up the steps than pulling myself up by the railing like a mountain climber using his rope. So be careful if you're about to walk up subway steps today. And by the way, I can report this snow doesn't pack. I checked it out. So it should be a great sledding day, but snowball fighters and snowman builders, you're going to be pretty frustrated, at least at first. But you are the snow reporters right now. The only guests are you. 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692, or post your snow reports to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And, of course, we want your photos and videos there, too. Dina in Irvington, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling. Hi.
Hello.
Are you our snow reporter?
Yes.
Yes, and what do you have to report?
Well, I've been stuck at the IHOP in Irvington since Sunday.
Get out of here.
Yes, and we're having so much fun with it. We're, like, right on the main road. So a lot of cars are stuck, so we're going out there and giving the drivers, like, free coffee and stuff.
That's great. Now, they have those four kinds of syrup on every table, right?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is butter pecan.
That's a good one. I like that one, too. How many pancakes have you had, Adina, since Sunday?
Well, just really hot chocolate. I've had a lot of pancakes, but now I'm just really doubling up on my hot chocolate. It's really fun. It's just, even though we're stuck, but it's just really fun.
Okay, so for the drivers who want to come and take advantage of your hospitality and your generosity, where is this IHOP again?
We're on 1212 Springfield Avenue in Irvington, and we're going to stay open. We're not going to close because nothing is open. We're the only one open. So we're going to have fun with it.
Thanks for calling, Adina, and do have fun with it. Not everybody is having so much fun. However, as I think Janet in Washington Heights is going to report. Hi, Janet. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm on Riverside Drive in Washington Heights, and my street has not been plowed. And my husband went to work, and it took him about 2 hours to get to work in Midtown. The one train wasn't running. I can't even get to the C train to see if it's running because the sidewalks and the side streets haven't been plowed. And I'm stuck at home with my baby, and my building has no heat and hot water.
No heat and hot water.
Now since noon yesterday.
Now that is a serious problem. Have you called your landlord?
I called my landlord, gave him an enormous piece of my mind. I can't even get through to 311. And, you know, I'm just sitting here in the cold.
Let's get our news reporters on this. We'll get you off the air to give us the address of your building, and we'll see if we can harass your landlord a little bit. I don't know if we'll be able to do that. But, you know, the subway being out is one thing. And, by the way, you can get to the C train. That's the line that I took in myself. So you're near that Dyckman Street stop, right?
No, I'm near 155.
Oh, that far down on Riverside Drive.
Right,
Yes. Well, the A is running local in parts, and I think the C is running, but that line does seem to be operating.
Like, I have to carry my four-month-old, and the sidewalks are treacherous, and they haven't been plowed. Like, I'm just not sure if it even makes sense to go out.
Yeah, so don't go out unless you have to. If the trains are out, if your block hasn't been plowed because they haven't gotten to it yet, that's one thing. There is no excuse for no heat and hot water. That is for sure. So we're going to see if we can help read your landlord the riot act. But for others to know, that's the upper stretch of Riverside Drive there in the 150 is not yet plowed, right?
Correct. Yeah, I'm on that curving kind of one-way part that goes up from the river.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Janet. Good luck, all right?
Thank you.
And hang on, we'll get your building address off the air. Nika in Millburn? You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello.
Nika, what have you got to report? Are you a snow reporter?
Yeah.
You are now. How old are you?
I'm 13.
All right. And is this your first experience as an official radio station snow reporter?
Yeah.
Wow. What are you seeing?
We have a fence outside, and it's really tall, and it's, like, covered with snow.
And what are you going to do?
We're going to build, like, a really big igloo and go sledding.
Good luck with that igloo. It's not packing very well, so you may have trouble with that igloo, but it's going to be a great sledding day. What's your hill like?
Well, we usually go at neighbor's house, and they have a really big hill and a pond, so we might go ice skating, too.
Great. Make sure it's really frozen.
Yeah.
Okay, Nika, have fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Liz in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Are you the snow reporter for WNYC?
I am the official snow reporter for the Upper East Side, I guess.
And?
And for people who have dogs, we had to go out today. We took the dog to the park, and boy, it was fantastic. Anybody who doesn't like this weather should just make their way to the nearest park and watch these dogs enjoying it. It's just wonderful. They really know how to live.
Is it dangerous for them at all, you know, being exposed on the feet or whatever to all that snow, or built for it?
It's the salt that gets them. They're built for the snow, but the salt is just murder, and it just makes me so angry. But what are you going to do?
But it's a canine wonderland.
It's a canine wonderland, yes. It put me in the best mood. I'm enjoying the day.
Thank you, Liz. All right, folks, there you go. Take your dogs out and let them play. By the way, our producer staff has just tweeted directions to the IHOP in Irvington. Not to overwhelm them. In fact, don't go there. Don't go out in your car. But if you are passing nearby the IHOP in Irvington, well, Adina is there for you. Sunny in Ridgewood, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hey. I just wanted to tell you guys, if you're wondering why your streets haven't been plowed, it's because I have one of the snow plowers has been stuck in front of my house since about 4:30 this morning.
Really? It's so bad that even the snow plows are getting stuck.
Yep. He got stuck, and an ambulance came over to help them. And then the ambulance got stuck, and the ambulance finally got out, but the snowplow is still there.
And they sent a fire truck to help the ambulance, and the fire truck, it's like one of those bad children's stories.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right,
it's kind of funny. I feel bad for him out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, say a nice word to your neighborhood snowplow driver when he goes by, right? Or New York's strongest, if you're in the city, the crews from the sanitation department as they ride by in the trucks, or whatever town you're in, as the official plowing crews come through, give them a friendly hello and a thank you and a cup of hot chocolate, directions to the IHOP in Irvington, something. Tom in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yes, good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. What are you seeing?
My wife and I had the misfortune of driving up the Garden State Parkway last night, and whole stretches of parkway unplowed, no lights on the roadway itself, and we had heard that the state didn't pay the contractors from last year, so they had difficulty getting contractors this year to pick up the state contract for the snow plowing. So it was quite treacherous in the whiteout conditions.
And it ties back into what we talk about all the rest of the time, which is the financial distress in New Jersey and everywhere else. Thank you. Pradeep is calling from Atlanta. Pradeep, you're on WNYC. Hello from New York.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. Did you have this storm in Atlanta?
Oh, yes. We had a full day of snowing on December 25th, the Christmas day. And it was spectacular. A lot of people liked it. I saw people trying to make snowmen out of it. So it was very good. Very good. And I heard people saying that it's the first time in the last 100 years that it snowed on Christmas day.
Wow.
I'm not sure about that, but I heard something like that.
Does it even snow in Atlanta in general in the winter? I don't know. Do you usually get at least one snowfall?
We do get at least one, but this lasts for a few hours, but this time it lasted the whole day.
All right, Pradeep, Merry Christmas. Glad it snowed on Christmas for you. Thanks for your call. And let's see, Tim in Midtown is next. Can I go to Tim here? Tim, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, I live in Midtown East Side. I love cross-country skiing. I don't like the park because there are usually too many skiers and sledders and stuff. So anyhow, this morning, for the first time in 5 years, I was able to get out and go across 26th Street up Broadway to Bryant Park and back.
Wow, I wish I had a camera for that one. You were cross-country skiing across 26th Street.
Right.
And up Broadway.
It had been plowed, but there was a good track on it, and in the old days, back 20 years ago, you could ski all the time throughout the city because the plowing wasn't so rapid and so thorough. We have a more aggressive city administration now about reopening the city after a snowstorm.
Maybe it all started after Mayor Lindsay got into so much political trouble for not plowing quickly enough in some of the areas of Queens, especially in 1969. That became a legendary thing in New York.
Absolutely.
And then they just went to such great lengths to prove how efficiently they could get all the streets plowed.
But the other thing was when the city went broke in the mid-70s, it just took a long time for, I'd say, a good 15 years before the city had the funds to have the salt and the crews ready.
Yeah.
And the best skiing I ever did was the big blizzard on January 6, 1996. And I actually went to work on my skis.
City skiing.
Yes.
That's great, Tim. Thanks a lot. Yeah, they were saying on the weather reports that, as of last night, advising people not even to really bother to go out and shovel your driveway and things like that, because it was just going to get covered up again and it was going to be pointless. Well, maybe the city took that to heart and didn't go and plow all the side streets that they have to come through again in a couple of hours anyway. I don't know. They probably just really got overwhelmed. But if you see Tim out skiing, give him a wave. We're going to leave the snow portion of the show there for now. If you're just joining us, this is a special edition of the Brian Lehrer Show, Snow or No Snow. The only guests are you. And when we come back from a short break, we will ask for your biggest insight or revelation of 2010. Stay with us.